There's been a great deal of talk and activity on health care and health insurance in the past few years. Underneath it all is talk of changing approaches to dental health. A bunch of ailments that send people to the doctor should have sent them to the dentist in the first place. And a Jackson County partnership puts Providence Medford Medical Center, La Clinica, and St. Vincent de Paul together in an effort to provide dental care for people who might not otherwise get it. Our guests are Cindy Mayo, the Chief Executive Officer at Providence Medford Medical Center. Cindy, welcome to The Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Tyler Scott is a dentist with La Clinica. Welcome, Tyler.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Cindy, let's start with you. How did the partnership with St. Vincent de Paul and La Clinica get started?
Providence does what we call the community health needs assessment. And in 2013, we did that health needs assessment, which involved many local agencies, not-for-profit agencies, the school district, EMS, police, other agencies to help identify gaps in healthcare in our community. Clearly, not all healthcare should be delivered in a hospital. And in that gap analysis, we identified dental health as one of the key issues, key unmet needs in our community. And in that process, we identified local partners that could work with us, that we could support, help support, to provide dental care in the right place. And so La Clinica has been very good to us and our patients as far as taking patients from the emergency department for dental care.
You do have a fair amount of people show up at the hospital, it sounds like, with issues that trace back to dental problems. Like what, for example?
So, for example, in a 12-month period between 2013 and early 2014, we identified that there were approximately 1,000 visits to the emergency department for dental pain or dental issues, whether it be an infection, whether it be a broken tooth, whether it be a fractured jaw. But a lot of those cases could have most effectively been treated preventatively in a dental setting. And so although a patient thinks of an emergency department if I have pain or an infection, truly the root of the issue is the appropriate dental care. And we want those patients cared for in the community in the right setting.
And given that apparently there are no dentists actually at Providence Medford Medical Center, how do you refer these people?
So we worked on a relationship with La Clinica and St. Vincent de Paul. La Clinica has been very kind to us and the patients we see, offering slots, and I'll let Dr. Scott speak to that, offering immediate slots available to treat patients very quickly. So if I come into the emergency room today on Tuesday, I don't want to be told, come back in 3 weeks and see the dentist. La Clinica has been very kind about saying we can see patients tomorrow if we need to. And so we can get patients in very quickly. And it's the right setting, the right level of care.
When you talk about 1,000 visits to the emergency department looking for help with dental and jaw issues, I mean, is this like 500 people twice or 100 people 10 times each?
Some repeat, but I would say there's a good, I would say at least 500 were independent visits.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of them are repetitive, and that is then how do we coach and educate? We have a navigator in the emergency department, and her sole job is to help patients find access into the right level of care, whether it be a dental practice, whether it be physician practice. And so part of it is coaching and teaching. And Dr. Scott and I were talking earlier, part of it is ongoing education and standing side by side with those patients saying, I can be your dentist. Come back and see me. I want to take care of your teeth.
So Tyler Scott, as the dental outreach director at La Clinica and a dentist yourself, tell us a bit about, first of all, for the folks who might not know La Clinica, what it is all about, and then how extensive the outreach efforts are in the dental area.
Absolutely. So La Clinica is our largest public health clinic in Jackson County. We provide dental services, medical services, women's health. It's we want it to be a medical and dental home for patients who need us. From the dental side, we have been around since 2000, started with a couple small clinics, and just a couple years ago moved our small clinics to a larger site in East Medford, where we have a 34-chair dental clinic, which is the largest in the state of Oregon. We have 11 dentists there and are now very busy. We anticipate 10,000 patients served this year, and it's a wonderful place for people to come of all shapes and sizes. We see primarily those who have unmet need, who are underserved, those on the Oregon Health Plan, but we don't turn anyone away. We see private insurance and private pay people. It's a wonderful place to receive medical and dental care.
You know, I wrote down patient visits. Did you say patients? I'm curious which number. Are we talking 10,000 visits or 10,000 actual people?
10,000 patient encounters, yeah. So there'll be each dentist is able to see about 1,000 patients, we say, on our panel, which some people we see once, some people we see 10 times during the year, but it's definitely a very busy, bustling dental office.
I'm curious to know then, I mean, we've been tracking, obviously, so much been said in the last, what year is this, 2014? Last 4 years anyway, mm-hmm. five, let's say, about changes in health insurance mm-hmm. and the Affordable Care Act coming online during this particular calendar year. Any changes that affect dental care or dental insurance directly?
Yeah, mm-hmm. significantly. We have seen a very large increase in the number of patients who now have dental insurance under the Affordable Care Act in Oregon. We now have 64,000 people in the Valley who have dental insurance, and that has been fantastic. We've seen so many people in this last year that I've seen during my new patient exams tell me I haven't been to a dentist in 10, 15, 20 years and are finally now getting that access, and we're able to treat people who have been unserved for a long period of time.
10, 15, or 20 years without seeing a dentist. I mean, how much deferred maintenance then do you have to go through just to get people? I mean, how many visits is it going to take, and how much time to get somebody back up to where they might have been had they kept seeing the dentist all those years?
Sure. It varies greatly. Some people have been their own best dentist during that period and are diligent brushers and flossers, and perhaps they don't have a lot of high-risk dental habits in their life. If you don't smoke or don't drink a lot of soda, you'll be in better shape. There's some people who, understandably, after that period of time, the teeth are no longer savable, and we're in a situation where their teeth are going to be removed and they're looking at a full set of dentures. And so that it's a continuum, but we certainly see some very severe situations, both affecting their oral health, understandably, but those oral health problems relate directly to their systemic or their overall health. As research has gone on, we are learning more about the connections between oral disease and diabetes, heart disease, preterm labor. There's, along with the obvious things of people not having teeth to chew and have a balanced, nutritious diet. So it's quite a range when someone's gone that long without dental care. It affects more than just their mouth.
Dr. Tyler Scott, one of our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, a dentist himself and the dental outreach director at La Clinica in Jackson County. Cindy Mayo, the chief executive officer at Providence Medford Medical Center. We're talking about a partnership between their two organizations and St. Vincent de Paul to provide medical care in Jackson County. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions, comments, observations, 800-838-3760 around the listening area, 800-838-3760. By email, jx@jeffnet.org, or check out a picture of our guests on Facebook, along with Hillary Brown from Providence Medford Medical Center as well, hanging out in the background there. So when we talk about these other medical issues that can stem from dental care, I mean, is it often a bit of a process for the folks at the hospital to be able to work backward through, okay, what symptoms are presenting here, and ultimately comes back to teeth?
I would say that when for us, we look at one of our goals is how do we create a healthier community, and that may mean a lot of outreach. I'll give an example of that. So I think, as Dr. Scott has said, health is so interrelated, physical health, dental health. One of the things we did this summer trying to create a healthier community was we sponsored the farmers market in Medford and matched dollars for those who had food cards with dollars at the farmers market. We wanted those families having access to healthier food, fresh fruits and vegetables. So part of that's education. And that is ongoing outreach as far as community health issues. Specific to the ED, one of the things we did with the physicians and dentists at La Clinica is we had the dentists come and meet with our emergency department physicians, and actually did an education session with slides about oral health, about types of patients the ED physicians may see, to help educate them on the best immediate treatment and then how to get them into care at La Clinica later. As a physician, ED physician, you don't train on dental health so much, you train on physical health. And so the ED physicians would see these mouths that would they would think, oh my goodness, what do I do with this? And part of it is emergency as far as antibiotics or some pain relief, but really it is getting them into the right level of care, not just to treat the emergency, but hopefully connecting them to ongoing relationship with the dentist.
And Dr. Scott, how fast can that turnaround be if somebody shows up at the Providence emergency room and says, hey, I've got this issue, and the folks at Providence say, this is really a dental issue. How soon could somebody potentially get to see a dentist at La Clinica?
We'd love for him to come right over. That's the goal. The East Medford Dental site and Providence happily are not farther apart in geography. And we have slots available at each of our dental sites, the one in Medford as well as the one in Central Point, where patients can call and get access to at least an examination and a meeting with the dentist that same day. We want them to come in so we can take an x-ray, get a diagnosis, determine the severity of their dental need. When appropriate and when available, we want to provide treatment that same day, or if not, soon as possible, often the next day. So our goal is to get people in immediately for that emergency appointment, mm-hmm. have them meet with us, and every emergency patient that comes in, we emphasize and encourage them to come back for a comprehensive examination of all their teeth. It's very common that the thing that gets them in the door in the first place is that tooth that's hurting. But then if we can get them to come back, look at the rest of their teeth, identify some of those cavities that haven't been as severe, where we can still restore some of those teeth, get them a cleaning, and turn it around before other teeth end up back in the emergency department.
I was going to ask you what the most common complaint is for somebody who is showing up on an emergency basis for a dentist.
Sure. So your classic toothache would be your most common. What we hear a lot is, you know, last night I wasn't able to sleep really well. I'm getting that shooting, that throbbing pain. I feel like I'm starting to get swollen. And the physiology of that is a deep cavity that's come through the enamel, through the next layer of the tooth, and it's near the nerve of the tooth, which is why it's hurting so bad. And that's the most common thing we see, but there's a range of things from gum disease, people saying I've broken a tooth or I have a very loose tooth. It's quite a range of things that can happen when dental care has been unmet for a period of time.
We're talking about a partnership to provide dental care in Jackson County with La Clinica, where Dr. Tyler Scott is from, Providence Medford Medical Center, where Cindy Mayo is from, and St. Vincent de Paul. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments, 800-838-3760 around the region, or jx@jeffnet.org by email. I am curious, since St. Vincent de Paul is not represented here, what its part of this partnership is, Cindy Mayo?
So we granted La Clinica money to help fund the dental program, and they have a very large program. We also have had an ongoing relationship with St. Vincent de Paul, and they use a dental van that uses volunteer dentists to come down and treat dental patients at their center. And so we also donated money to St. Vincent de Paul as well to help with their dental care van. And that is not, they're not physicians in an office. It's a van that comes down on occasion. It's about once a month, I think. Is it once a month?
That's correct.
Yeah, to treat patients at St. Vincent de Paul.
All right, so we'll come to St. Vincent de Paul in Medford and then probably travel to the other
correct.
St. Vincent de Paul chapters around.
Correct. And those are volunteer dentists doing that work.
I'm curious about the economics of this now, because now you'd mentioned earlier, Dr. Scott, about the fact that some people are on Oregon Health Plan with their dental work. I mean, how many people are paying for their care? How many people are having their care paid for? How many people simply show up with no particular means to pay for the dental care?
Sure. So the statistics of that are ongoing and changing. Just anecdotally from my own practice, it feels like about 2/3 of the patients I see have Oregon Health Plan. And Oregon Health Plan for dental coverage covers exams, x-rays, cleanings, fillings, extractions, full dentures. And so patients don't have any out-of-pocket cost for those things. There are some things that are not covered, like root canals on certain teeth. Or crowns. And in that case, a federally qualified health clinic like ours is able to discount patient services based on their income. We call it a sliding fee schedule. So every new patient that comes in provides their income information, and then that puts them on a chart that shows how much their out-of-pocket cost would be for a given procedure. So instead of a $1,200 crown, which is not uncommon in the dental community, someone may be able to get a $500 crown, which is still a lot of money, but a lot less than $1,200. And so that is the way that those uncovered services are made available. And so if someone came in with no Oregon Health Plan, that same discount would apply to all their services.
But they'll end up owing some money then. I mean, they can get the procedure and then have to pay it in installments or something.
Right. So emergency patient, someone who may come from Providence, obviously we're not going to turn them away if they have a dental emergency and no ability to pay. We're going to meet that emergency need. And our goal is to partner with our patients to help them understand the value of what we're doing and understand how that fee is being offset by grants and other funding. And then to create a partnership where they work with us and we work with them to get to that comprehensive exam and that prevention. Ultimately, prevention is the magic bullet to all that we're talking about. Every dollar we spend in prevention saves $17 in treatment. So if we can educate our community, encourage our community to have regular visits and cleanings and screenings, then we won't have people going to the emergency department. We won't need, we won't have people needing $1,300 root canals and $1,000 crowns. And so our goal is to get them in and keep them coming, managing those things before they turn into big problems.
Cindy Mayo, since the program's been open, have the economics worked out a bit more in the favor of Providence Medford Medical Center? First of all, you're seeing fewer people in the emergency department for dental issues?
We've just started advertising this relationship over the past several months. And our goal, again, is to keep them from coming in, getting them into dental care. I've not seen the latest numbers in the past couple of months. But if we're effective in this partnership, they're going to be in the clinic and not in the emergency department.
Right, but it'll take a while to get the word out, obviously.
Right. And I think, as Dr. Scott said, it's continuous coaching and supporting those patients so they stay in a relationship. It's kind of like having a family practice doctor. You should have a family practice dentist that is with you, that you see routinely for your dental care.
You mentioned the use of navigators, which I noticed that is something that we began to talk about mm-hmm. with healthcare reform in America. Mm-hmm. So these are people who can actually help patients find the places they need to go to
Correct.
Get the most effective care.
And that's a shot just not for dental care, but for routine health care as well. So patients who come into the emergency room for an earache or a sore throat, and there's some patients we would see repeatedly, how can we help engage that patient and teach them and coach them and support them to get into an office practice and stay with a physician, and so that their healthcare dollars are spent wisely. But the real goal is, does the patient have effective ongoing health care so that they stay longer, healthier for the long term?
Is there a name for this partnership of Providence and La Clinica and St. Vincent de Paul? And is there a common website or some central phone number where people can call to get referred or something?
No, I would say that if you're in need of dental care, I think certainly calling La Clinica Dental Services directly.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful. Yes, that would be a great place to start. And we certainly encourage and invite everyone to come in and get that exam, get that screening. So much of patients have a lot of anxiety about the dental setting, and we would love to help them overcome that and see it's a happy and fun
All right,
place
Dr. Tyler Scott is the Dental Outreach Director at La Clinica. Cindy Mayo, Chief Executive Officer at Providence Medford Medical Center. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.